In this episode, I talk about the neighborhood specialist. Hey everybody, welcome to episode 21 of Real Estate Chat with Jay-Z. I'm Jason Zawalik of the Zawalik Group with First Team and Christie's International Real Estate. Hope you all had a fantastic weekend and are ready to kill it this week. I wanted to jump in and talk about something this week that I'm sure a lot of sellers out there have questions about. So you've decided to sell your home and you're looking at agents, and now, surprisingly, people don't interview a lot of agents, but they should. You should interview a couple agents, compare marketing strategies, see what happens. But a lot of people don't. A lot of sellers don't. That's just the statistics show that. And one thing that I think the question that comes up is the neighborhood specialist. So every agent, I think, out there is a neighborhood specialist. They market themselves as the neighborhood specialist. I am the specialist in Woodbridge. I'm the specialist in Woodbury. I'm the specialist in North Park. So what does that really mean? So I think the big thing that you have to look at when you're looking at hiring an agent, and I'm going to let a little secret out right now. The question that you have is, do I need to hire a neighborhood specialist? And the answer is no. You don't necessarily need to hire a neighborhood specialist. And I think that's one of the big things out there. So some people sell all over the place and are great agents, and some people try to hone in on one area. And I think the big thing with that is knowing the community, knowing the city. But the most important thing when hiring an agent is you need to hire a marketing specialist. They need to know the area, but they need to be able to market the best. Because really, when it comes down to it, you're looking at how many eyes are going to be on your property, how many people and buyers, qualified buyers, are going to see your property, and are they going to bring offers? So that's something that you really need to look at. So I always look at it as, okay, so if I'm looking at hiring the neighborhood specialist, yeah, they may have sold some houses in that area, but how are they marketing my home? Because you know, if you know the area, that's great, but you need to be able to get people into the house. We've seen agents that are marketing specialists that they only put open house signs up in the area, that the little neighborhood where they're marketing. So if that's the case, then anybody that's driving by, unless they specifically drive through that neighborhood, aren't going to see the house for any type of opening, or grand opening or open house. So really, you need to see, how are you going to market? And the way we look at our marketing and being a marketing expert is, yeah, we're going to put an open house sign in that front yard, right? So we're going to get to all your neighbors. And I think that's the big question. Well, that neighborhood specialist has their thumb on the pulse of the neighborhood, if you will. And I kind of laugh at that, because I can go into any neighborhood and put my thumb onto the pulse of that neighborhood. All you have to do is do some research. And a good agent will do their research. They will know what schools, they'll know what homes have sold, what plans there are, what local areas there are, where's the local grocery store, where's the local community center, things like that. And a good agent, regardless of where they sell a house, will be able to do that. I arguably could go into any city in any area in the country and give me a couple days and I'll be able to figure out a lot about that neighborhood. And that's research. And I think that's a big part of our job and a realtor's job that is really left out. So I think they want to rest on that fact. So you're looking at, what can that neighborhood specialists bring to the table that a marketing specialist can't? And really, the answer is really nothing. A good marketing specialist, a good realtor will know that neighborhood inside and out, will be able to have the plans at their disposal. They will put a for sale sign in the yard. They will market to all the neighbors, because if you look back at past episodes, you're looking at, where is that buyer coming from? And we don't know. Is that buyer coming from down the street? We don't know. Is that buyer, maybe your neighbor has a friend or a family member that wants to move into the neighborhood? We don't know. We need to market to them. Is it from one city over? Is it from one county over? Is it from one state over? And is it from a different country? We don't know. So what do we have to do? We have to blanket them all. We need to market to everyone. And if your agent, who's the neighborhood specialist, isn't doing that, then you're going to lose out. You're going to be on the market longer. You're going to potentially lose dollars because you're not getting as many people. And we've talked about how supply and demand works, right? Exposure creates demand. Demand creates urgency, and urgency drives price. So the more demand there is on your property, the higher chance that the price is going to be driven up. And that's really the bottom line. It's going to get more money in your pocket. So I always like to say, who should I hire? Should I hire my neighborhood specialist? I like to say hire the marketing specialist, because that's going to get the job done. That's going to put more money in your pocket at the end of the day. That's going to get your house sold and get you moving on to your next endeavor. And I think that is the most important. And that's what everybody looks for. And it's just kind of funny because I always like to say it's just like everybody always says, I have a buyer. Every agent has a buyer, right? Whether they do or not, but they all say they do. It's just like everyone is a certain specialist in that area. And I think it's something that's a misconception for a lot of sellers out there, that they think that they need to go to that neighborhood specialist to get the job done. And it's simply not true. It is not true. You can definitely should hire multiple agents. Hire a couple agents, talk to them, figure out exactly how they're going to market your home on a local, national, and international level, how they're going to get as many buyers as possible through your house, how they're going to negotiate the sale, how they're going to run their grand openings if they do anything like that, how they're going to get you the top dollar, because that's the bottom line. So hopefully this helps a lot of our sellers out there. I know it was a little of an interesting topic, I think, this week, because it's not something that everybody thinks about, but everybody sees them out and about. So definitely question that. And if you're thinking about selling wherever you are, just make sure that you are, like I said, interviewing a couple agents. And if you want to interview the neighborhood specialist, definitely, because if they are giving you the best marketing as well, then by all means, go with them. But you want to choose the right person for the job. And that's the person that's going to market your home right. So hopefully this helps. As always, if you have any questions or you want to hear something on a future episode, please let us know. You can email us at zwolak@firstteam.com. That's zwolak@firstteam.com. Or you can shoot me a message. We're on Facebook. You can find us anywhere. My text number, my cell phone number is 949-345-1183. Hope you guys have a fantastic week. Crush it out there, and we will talk to you next week. Take care, everybody.